So I tested them by means of one another. I made some of them rich and others poor. I made them different with respect to their worldly fortunes. I tested them in this way so that the rich disbelievers say about the poor believers, Are these poor people the ones whom Allah has favored with guidance from amongst us? If this faith was any good, then they would not have beaten us to it, because we are the people who come first. Does Allah not know those who are thankful for His favors? So He guides them to faith from those who deny these favors. So He abandons them to disbelief. Certainly, Allah knows about them. When those who accept my signs that indicate the truth of what you have brought come to you, O Messenger, then reply to their greeting of peace in honor of them and tell them the good news of my mercy. I have gracefully made mercy obligatory on myself. If anyone among you commits sin out of ignorance and foolishness, and then repents from that sin and sets their actions right, then I will forgive them, for I am forgiving and compassionate to the servant who repents to me. So just as I have explained what was previously mentioned, I explain to you the Qur'an to make the truth clear for the sake of practicing it and to make clear the path of the guilty ones so that it can be avoided. Say, O Messenger, Allah has prohibited me from worshipping those whom you worship besides Him. Say, O Messenger, I do not follow your desires in worshipping other than Allah. If I had followed your desires, I would go astray from the path of truth, and I would not be guided to it. This is the condition of any person who follows his desires without any proof from Allah. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, I stand on clear evidence from my Lord, not on vain desires, yet you have denied this evidence. I do not have the punishment and the extraordinary signs that you demand and that you are in such haste to bring about. That is only in Allah's control. The decision for anything, including what you demand, is only Allah's. He speaks the truth and decides accordingly. Allah, may He be glorified, is the best of those who decide between truth and falsehood. O Messenger, say to them, If I had in my possession the punishment that you are in such haste to bring about, I would have brought it down on you. If that happens, the matter between us will be settled. Allah knows best about the duration of respite for those who do wrong, and He knows best when to punish them. The treasures of the ghaib are with Allah alone. No one besides Him knows them. He knows all the created things in the land, such as animals, plants, and inanimate objects. He knows whatever animals or plants there are in the sea. No leaf falls in any place, nor is there any seed of grain hidden in the earth, nor anything moist or dry, except that it is recorded in a clear book, which is the preserved tablet. Beneficial points. Allah makes some of His servants a test for others, and they therefore differ in their levels of provision and in their disbelief and faith. Disbelief and faith are not related to the abundance of provision or the lack thereof. One of the qualities of a caller to Allah is that he has a cheerful countenance and that he brings cheer and happiness to his companions. A caller to Allah must avoid following lowly desires as regards to his belief, method, and conduct. Only Allah has knowledge of the ghaib, and His knowledge in this regard is vast. He misses nothing, and nothing of His creation is hidden from Him. Everything is recorded with Him, including the smallest details. Allah is the one who temporarily takes away your souls at night as you sleep. And He is the one who knows the actions you do during the day when you are awake. He then raises you in the day after taking away your souls through sleep, so that you may carry out your tasks. This will continue until the fixed period of your lives, as known to Allah, is over. Then you will return to him alone when he will raise you on the day of rising. He will then tell you about what you used to do in the life of the world and will repay your actions. And Allah is the dominant and irresistible to whom everything is subjugated. He is above his servants in a manner that befits his majesty. May he be glorified. He sends over you, O people, honorable angels who record your actions. This will continue until a person's life is brought to an end by the angel of death and his aides take away their souls. The angel of death and his aides never fail to carry out what they are instructed to do. Then all those whose souls were taken away will be returned to Allah, their real master, for him to repay their actions. To him belongs the effectual decision and fair judgment between them. He is the swiftest of those who take account, as he will take all of them to account in one day. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, who rescues you and saves you from the calamity, you call on him alone, humbling yourselves in secret and in public, saying, if our Lord delivers us from this destruction, we will certainly be of those who show thanks for his favors on us, and we will not worship anyone besides him. Say to them, O Messenger, Allah is the one who rescues you from it and delivers you from every distress. Then you still associate others as partners with him when you are in good times. What can be more wrong than this? Say to them, O Messenger, Allah is the one able to send upon you a punishment that will come to you from above, such as stones, thunderbolts, and floods, or that will come to you from below, such as earthquakes and sinking into the ground. He can also cause disunity between your hearts, making each person follow their desire and making you fight one another. Think, O Messenger, about how I explain to them the evidence in various ways, so that they realize that what you have brought to them is the truth and what they have is false. Your people have denied this Quran, yet it is the truth about which there is no doubt that it is from Allah. Say to them, O Messenger, I am not responsible for your actions. I am only to warn you before a severe punishment. Everything has a time in which it occurs and an end point which it reaches. This includes your end results. You will soon come to know them when you are raised on the day of rising. When you, O Messenger, see the idolaters speaking about my verses mockingly, then do not sit with them until they enter into a discussion free of such mockery. If Satan makes you forget, and you do sit with them and afterwards remember, then leave that gathering and do not sit with those who overstep the limits. Beneficial points. Sleep is a form of death, and souls are taken away at the time of sleep and are returned upon awakening. Allah's divinity is proved by innate nature. The disbelievers, by their natural inclination, believe in Allah and return to him at the time of extreme need and sure destruction, and then ask of him alone. The conduct of the idolaters is used as a proof against them, and evidence is established against the transformation in their nature by their seeking Allah's assistance at sea at the time of difficulty, and thereafter associating partners with him when he saves them and brings them to the shore. It is not permissible to sit in the gatherings of the people of falsehood and nonsensical talk. A person must leave such company and not return to them until they stop such talk.